The vertical wind profile that you saw in the last quiz item was sampled from a zero-hour ADA analysis southeast of Flagstaff. It was on the north side of a strong easterly wave embedded in flow south of an upper-level high over Colorado. The shear was strong enough to produce supercells, and your job was to anticipate the motion of both the left and right movers. So first we draw the 0 to 6 kilometer shear vector in red, and then here we'll draw the line orthogonal to the shear vector through the mean wind, labeled as the M. Then we locate the right and left movers on that shear orthogonal line, roughly 7.5 meters per second away from the mean wind. And note that the right mover is to the right of the shear as we're pointing down shear. The right mover should move to the west at about 080 at 10 meters per second, using standard conventions. The left mover should move to the south-southeast, or from 350 degrees at 8 meters per second. So let's see if this is what happened.